Grammar's good way you do.
And do you have, what word do you use to mean a, his name is Robert, but you call him Bobby. That's his
nickname.
And what do you call the little car that a mother pushes the baby in?
The baby carriage. Oh, car, baby car.
And to take the baby out
for a stroll.
And to say the superlative of all my boys, he is the
finest.
All right, are the
largest.
The older. How to say it.
He's the eldest.
All right.
Of all of the children.
And your not your son, but your Josephine is
daughter.
And she's not a boy, she is a
girl.
And a term used, now, I guess they want several terms.
Oh, daughter, do they?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
If a woman is going to have a baby, the term it should use is she is
pregnant.
And do you have any other words that maybe are used by perhaps older people who maybe don't like to say pregnant? Any other?
She's going to have a baby, but you do read in things that she is with child or something like that.
But that's not
true. No, that's not commonly
used. Do you remember ever hearing an expression that has to do, I guess, with being pregnant now? She is...
in a family way, yeah. I've heard that.
What about she broke her foot, broke her leg? Heard that? She was pregnant?
No.
And the woman who came, maybe when they didn't have doctors to be to help with
midwife.
If you want to say a child has the face or the body similar to his father, how would you say that?
He resembles his father.
And do you have another word for if his mannerisms are like him?
He's exactly like his father in ways, many ways.
And if you want to say about a woman that she has had the care and training and has had grow up successfully a certain number of children, she has three children, how would you say that? She has...
She has been a wonderful mother.
All right. And what about if you're talking to a child and you want to tell him that he's really going to get a good punishing? What would be some of the ways you might say that? You're going to get a...
whipping, or... I'll punish you in other ways by letting you miss some things.
These are some, I guess they're hunting for other words for whipping.
Mm-hmm.
Attaining.
Well, I've heard that. I wouldn't have said it.
A skinning, a shellacking, anything like
skinning,
that?
Skinning, I think I've heard a long time ago. He got skinned.
What about you haven't seen a child or someone for a long time and they're much larger? Mm-hmm. Right? You say, my, how you...
You have grown.
And just simply to tell them, well, last year you...
just shot up. I grew about a foot.
And an illegitimate child is a, what are the different ways that you know for, maybe that's the only way you would say a child who's...
I think that's the only word I know for it.
There are some things like, you ever heard a woods colt?
No.
A base-born child?
No.
Bastard, of course.
Well, I've heard that.
What about a Sunday baby?
No.
All right. Comparing two children then, and one of them is the comparative of loving. Well, she's a loving child, but Mary is
not affectionate.
All right, but she is more than the other one. Mary is a...
Is a...